Hey, it's Stephen Kelso from ProjectKelso.com, and welcome to my Monday audio boo. I'm not quite sure why I'm choosing Monday as my audio boo day, but it just seemed like a good day of the week to talk to you. One of the things that I miss is podcasting regularly, and until I can do that again, I decided that I would try to audio boo once a week at least. Now, if you go to ProjectKelso.com, you'll notice that one of the big stories at the end of the week last week, Friday, and over the weekend, was the Halo Reach Legendary Edition. It was announced, and it is the same price as the Halo 3 Legendary Edition, $150 American dollars. If you notice, if you Google or go to eBay or any other major game retailer or website you can buy games from, unless you can buy the Halo 3 Legendary Edition for like 20, 30 bucks. So those of you who are wanting those plastic soldiers, well, I gotta admit, Noble Team, it does look pretty cool, the figurines look pretty awesome, but I'm not gonna go there. I really, think about it. Why would you pay that much for plastic and a making of DVD? Pay 150 bucks. For one game, and in September, October, November, December, there's going to be tons of games that we're going to want to be playing, and we just spent 150 bucks on one. Now, if you're not rich like me, then you'll realize that it is a waste of time. Now, I must admit that I got suckered into some of the other legendary editions, or special editions, I guess. The Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Special Edition. I got the hardened version, which came with the metal game case, and it came with the Call of Duty Classic download token and an art book. Call of Duty Classic was okay. I kind of wish I had the plastic case instead of the metal one for my game, and I have an art book. Special editions really aren't all that special. I've yet to see one that really come with anything that I really, really want to have. Now, there have been a few here and there that look a little more interesting than others, but for the most part, special editions of games are not special. Batman Arkham Asylum. You got this plastic batarang thing, and it didn't even detach. You couldn't use it. It broke on some people, if I'm not mistaken. The Splinter Cell Conviction Special Edition came with a USB stick that didn't work for most of the people, so they had to drop the price on them. All these different special editions. Now then, there is one distinct difference that I think the industry needs to catch on, and that is the difference between special and limited. Now, I think that a special edition is just for everybody who wants to pay the extra 20 bucks, and anybody can get it. But limited editions are a little bit cooler to me because if you only get it if you've pre-ordered the game or if you bought it right at the launch window, that's neat. And that's different because you've got a different copy of the game than anyone else. And it might come with different items inside. It might come with a special pre-order bonus. I love pre-order bonuses. Those are some cool toys and trinkets that I've come across, some nice codes here and there. So I guess what I wanted to say to everyone is that I really don't think special editions are really all that special anymore. What do you think? Tell me. I want to know if you're going to be buying any special editions in the coming fall months. Are you going to get the Halo Reach one? I know I'm not. If I can find those soldiers on sale somewhere someday, I might pick them up. But I've got too many other things that I need to buy. Excuse me, had to yawn. Anyway, if you'd like to comment, leave a comment in the post or send me a tweet on Twitter, twitter.com/smkelso. You can also check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/projectkelso. My email is projectkelso@gmail.com. Hope you've enjoyed my Monday audio boo. I'll catch you next week. Have a great one, everybody.